I have one story about the Peterson place, which I'll tell you. We cleaned it up and rented it, sold it eventually to David and Mary Gibson. And she trains a lot of young violin players, and he works for the state. I don't know what his role is now. He was with Water Resources Board for a while. I don't know what he's doing now, but I see him, the youth orchestra concerts and that sort of thing. So anyway, the story I wanted to tell you about the Peterson place was, I went out there one night, or one afternoon. The house was awfully quiet. We had a reservoir down cellar at that point. The house was awfully quiet, and I wondered what was going on. I thought something must be going on. I was a little suspicious. So I went to the kitchen, cleaned that up. There wasn't any water in the pipes. So I go down cellar to see what's wrong with the storage tank. And I looked down into the tank, and here the pipe was blocked by a white furry shape. And so I found some sort of tweezers, probably a fire tongs or something like that, and I pulled out the white furry shape, which proved to be a little ermine for the, you know, they're all in, the little weasels are in white coats for the winter. I came upstairs with it, bursts of laughter from all corners. They were all hiding, waiting for me to come in and find this thing and cure the problem, you know. little things like that happen occasionally, you know. You have to be a little resourceful. It taught me to very early to be much more resourceful than I'd ever thought of being as a young person working in New York, you know.